Russia continues its attacks. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Ukraine's capital city and others under attack again tonight by Russian forces as the U.S. works to get more aid to the country.
Black smoke rises up from the skyline of the Ukrainian capital. Two Russian missiles slammed into a weapons manufacturing plant. While Russia continues to target cities across Ukraine, the United States is stepping in to provide even more military support to the Eastern European country. If approved, President Biden's $33 billion aid request to Congress will give the Ukrainians $20 billion for things like drones, artillery, and other heavy systems. Officials in Moscow continue to blame Kyiv for ongoing escalation, despite clear signs that Russia is pushing forward with an offensive.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. President Biden says he's still considering a push to forgive some student loan debt.
President Biden says his administration has already taken steps to ease student debt burden for tens of thousands of Americans in public service, but he is considering further reductions for borrowers.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction.
There have been calls, particularly among progressive Democrats, for far wider debt forgiveness. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer supports a resolution canceling as much as $50,000 in federal student loan debt. The president says he'll have an answer in a couple of weeks.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The premier of the British Virgin Islands and the director of the Caribbean Territories ports have been arrested on drug smuggling charges in South Florida. They were arrested today at Miami Opa-locka Executive. Officials said the men had been at the airport to meet with Mexican drug traffickers who, in fact, were undercover DEA agents to see a shipment of $700,000 they expected to receive for helping smuggle cocaine from Colombia to Miami and New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A day of gains on Wall Street, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all closing in positive territory. A Texas-style abortion ban moves a step closer to becoming law in Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma GOP-led House has approved the Oklahoma Heartbeat Act, which mirrors Texas's abortion law that prohibits abortions once a heartbeat is detected after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. The measure now heads to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who's expected to sign it, and who weeks ago signed a bill into law that makes it a felony to perform an abortion, with the exception only to save the life of a mother. Pro-life legislation that pro-choice supporters call unconstitutional and that, like in other states, expects to face a legal challenge. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A new study shows older adults can take a few simple steps to reduce their risk for cancer.
If you're 70 years or older, you can reduce your risk of cancer by taking vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, and getting some simple exercise. That is the suggestion of a new study out of Switzerland's Frontiers in Aging. Researchers looked at more than 2,100 people from seven European countries, gave them various doses and combinations of vitamin D, omega-3s, and exercise, and then assessed cancer risk every 3 months for 3 years. 81 cases of cancer were diagnosed and verified, and the data shows the risk was very low among the participants who implemented all three suggestions, and the risk was a bit higher for those who were assigned two out of the three steps. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate edged down for the first time in 2 months, following a swift rise to its highest level in more than a decade. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage inched down to 5.1%. That's down from 5.11% last week. according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.